you could go to one convention anywhere in the world, which one would it be?
Damn.
I can start.
Yeah, you can start it.
TGS, Tokyo Game Show. Even though, like, you know, because I've never been to Japan.
Yeah.
And I know, like, they're not going to speak English, so it's going to be rough when I go there. But I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool to go to Tokyo Game Show.
I feel like most of conventions, if they know it's going to be international, like a lot of people are going to go there, they're going to have more... people, yeah, that are more willing to speak different languages. So I think it's fine. And yeah, actually, I agree with you, because it's also an opportunity for me to go to Japan in the first place. So,
and Gamescom would be second, because I do want to go to Germany, like Europe.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like, for me, Gamescom, going to Germany is like a one-time thing. I wouldn't want to just like keep going back.
Or.
But Tokyo, though,
a realistic one. PAX Australia. I just, the flight is what kills, yeah. Makes me not want to go there. Like, I mean, I'd be down for PAX Australia, but yeah. The flight, dude. But that's a real big, it's a possibility for us.
Yeah.
Right, that's great, which is crazy to think.
I mean, being invited to it.
Yes.
But I agree, plane tickets. Yeah. Which, I mean, if we have to be preemptive with it. If we know we're going to do it next year, buy your tickets super early. Mm-hmm. And you'll get them for like $600-$700
true.
Probably.
That's true.
And then obviously we can just cancel.
It's just not the price that kills me, it's just flight time.
I don't mind. Like, I'm cool with it. I'm a patient person. I realize, like, I am super patient, dude. I can sit still for 8 hours. No issues. I mean, I went to China and freaking sat in a plane for 18 hours.
Yeah.
Or, like, 16 hours. But still, like, I had no... I mean, like, it sucked, but, you know, I just needed to listen to music, have, like, my phone or whatever, some movies that I had downloaded. Or sleep. But I can't. It's really hard for me to sleep. I can sleep for like an hour, but then I'm just like restless the whole time. So I can't necessarily sleep.
But yeah, we're ready for PAX West, man.
Ready for PAX West.
Watch out. Watch out now. I'm ready.
We're ready. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel. Always my co-host.
Buongiorno.
The French Daniel.
Claire 33 Expedition.
So this week we have a few topics. I think I'm just going to say them really fast. We got Hollow Knight, possible announcement for Thursday, and we're going to... the episode's going to release by then, but like after, but we're recording it before it happens.
Today's the 19th.
So we're gonna make some predictions, yes. And then the it'll actually happen before the episode's out. We have NFL player that uses VR.
Mm-hmm.
What are the possibilities? We have GameStop. We've noticed it's leaving, like everywhere around us, it's gone. It's getting further and further out. What's happening to GameStop? Our speculations. We have Roblox is getting into some issues, so we'll talk about that. And then also U.S. pranksters are getting into issues. We'll talk about that too.
Yes.
So let's talk about what we did this week. For me, I've been working out still. I haven't been running because it's damn hot.
Fuck,
it is so hot.
It's going to be the hottest week this week.
Yeah, so if you guys are anywhere near California, just be careful. I guess everywhere, really, it's hot. I know there's been some deaths in Arizona, or is it Phoenix? Because it's been bad.
Yeah.
Heat wave is crazy
you
right now.
You could seriously die from a heat stroke. Yeah.
So just be careful, guys. Stay indoors, hopefully with air conditioning.
That's like the only reason why I like going to work, because it's cold, really, really cold there. So I'm like, yeah, this one.
The boss is super
cheap.
Cheap, yeah. So he has like bare minimum. It's on, but like,
damn,
it still feels hot in there.
Damn.
I mean,
it's so cold. Sweaters and blankets. I have a sweater there. So sometimes I do put on the sweater.
That's the dream, bro. That's the dream.
Nippy in here. Hard nipples.
Let's see. So I've been working out. You know, I got invited to
Pats?
Coach. No, coach kids soccer.
Ooh.
And I seriously thought about it. I've never had kids. I mean, I'd like to, but you know, there's no future that I see with me having kids. But that's crazy for me to go from like.
They're gonna call you Unk, man.
I know, dude.
Yo, Unk.
But it's a way for me to get out more. Like, I think it's really cool, but it kills a lot of my schedule because I go Monday, Wednesday to the gym, and that would be the time I would do it. Or I can do Tuesday, Thursday, but then I have the podcast, and then I do night classes at the gym for like yoga or Pilates, trying to stay flexible, you know? So I just feel like it's too much of work around, and I got to lock in for like 3 months. So I don't think I'm going to do it, but it's a good idea. I just don't know if I can pull it off. So I'm still going to be thinking about it. We'll see if I can do it. What else have I done? I watched Weapons.
Mm. Oh, we could have talked about it because I watched Weapons.
I watched it twice.
I watched Weapons.
I watched
we could have talked.
We could
at
replace.
The end. We'll put
replace.
It at the end.
All right. We're also going to talk about Weapons. damn good. I watched it twice.
Zach Krager.
And what else? That's it, really. Yeah. What about you?
Watched Weapons. I know. I bit the bait and I got Crunchyroll and I watched Taco Piece Original Sin, and fuck, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm probably not gonna watch another anime, but it's, I would say, best anime of the year.
And it was like $3 for the month?
It's like two, I think.
Oh,
and then I got to remember to cancel it because I still haven't canceled it.
You can cancel it right now.
I know. I got to remember. But yeah, it was. It's pretty depressing, man. Like, but it's not as bad as Blood on the Tracks.
Okay.
Because it ends happy. I mean, that's a spoiler. Takopi's Original Sin, it ends in a good note. And man, Blood on the Tracks. I mean, I guess it ends happy, but it's not really that happy.
I mean, a happy ending could just mean he survives. Like, he got, you know, he could have gotten really badly beat up, or
there's a girl though.
They could have survived and then wakes up and realizes, like, I need to live. That's a happy ending.
Warning, it's a lot of like trauma and like deals with suicide. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, I gotta make a TikTok about it because it's interesting. Because pizza. Like, I mean, the basic gist of the story is there's an alien that comes to Earth, and he meets a very depressed girl, and he doesn't understand the concept of depression because in his planet, it's everything's happy. It's called Happy Land or something.
Yeah.
And he's trying to figure out why she's depressed, and it's like it's a lot more complicated than that. And the alien kind of like beats himself saying, damn, I'm so stupid. Why am I so stupid? And it's like, you're not dumb. You just don't know. It's like if I went to another country and I didn't know the social norms of that country, like if I went to Afghanistan, I don't know everything
about
Afghanistan.
But that in and of itself is a depressive thought.
Hmm.
So the alien already is depressed.
Yeah, he's not.
he just doesn't see it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if he's already beating himself up for not knowing things, that's where it starts. And then it spirals.
Yeah. But yeah, interesting. It was an interesting manga, anime. But other than that, birthday, but I was like sick. I was supposed to go to a concert and then I decided not to go, which I kind of regret.
Did you buy the tickets?
I didn't buy the tickets.
Okay.
But I was like debating like Friday night. I was like, oh, should I buy it? Okay. I was like, okay, I'm going to wake up early tomorrow on Saturday. And if I feel good, I didn't feel good. But we old, son. I hang out with my friend that's, you know, from Korea. Haven't seen him in like 15 years. And he said something that kind of like, it's like, holy shit. I'm like, damn. Well, I mean, back to the birthday thing. I'm like, damn, I made it this far, man. Because like, there are times I was like, damn, I was close to dying, dude. Like, for real. Like, when I was in the emergency room a couple of years back. But I was like, damn, I was close to dying. And I was like, made it this far. But I still have the mentality, like, if I were to die, I'm okay with it. Like, now, like, tomorrow. Like, I feel like I've done a lot. I'm okay with that.
I've done a lot, but I'm still not satisfied with myself.
So, yeah, I was hanging out with my friend, the guy I haven't seen in 15 years. And we have a mutual friend in high school. He's kind of like who we know. He's kind of like Raymond, but a little more capable. He's like a little autistic. And he hung out with that guy, but I couldn't make it to hang out with him. And Yeah, he told me something. He was like, you know what? You know what Tim said about you? He was like, I was like, what? He was like, my friend is Brian. He's like, Tim's the autistic guy. Tim said, yeah, Brian and Daniel, they were the only ones that were really nice to me in high school. And I was like, oh, shit. But, I mean, I was kind of butthurt with Tim because he, like, unfriended me on Facebook. Dude, the worst thing you could do to me is unfriend me on Facebook. And then he, like, tried to, like, friend me back. Maybe he mistakenly unfriended me. Yeah. But, yeah, but, I mean,
I know, at least with, like, Instagram, it'll remove people randomly. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But I never, that's funny that you, like, not that you personally see it that way, but I never, if anyone, like, removes me off anything, I never see it as anything else. Mm-hmm. I think it's too much trouble for me to think about that issue. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter to me. I move on with my life. If they want to, contact me again, they can. But if they remove you of a friend, I don't take any ill will towards that. So
to me, like a follow, a mutual follow, that's currency. That's like gold, because attention is a new currency.
But for a lot of people, social media is not, I feel like that's a content creator type mentality. Yes. And a lot of people, it's not that big of a deal, It's just, it is what it is. So I can't take, everyone's life is different, perspectives are different. So whenever someone does something, they may do something thinking like there's nothing to it. And then if I were to take offense, it's why would I do that? So even if they intend to, it doesn't matter to me. I try not to hold grudges. I feel like if, especially like now at work, there's situations that's happened at work where two people, I feel, completely misinterpreted each other. And now they're like, they're no longer friends. Mm-hmm. And they're still like, they're at work. And it's awkward because they literally work right next to each other. For me, it's like, I don't know how to handle that, because I was friends with both of them. We were like in a group, and all of a sudden, like, they're not friends anymore. And it's like, that's weird. It's going to be awkward, but it doesn't matter to me, I guess. It just is what it is. More obstacles in my way to live my life.
And then a coworker found my TikTok, so we oh shit,
I don't know about this new location that you're at, but are they all older generation?
Like 95% are older.
Okay
Like there's like a 5% that are young, but the guy that found me is younger.
Yeah, the 5%.
Yeah, so he's the only person actually that understands trends. Like,
yeah,
like if I say like, welcome to a Jet 2 holiday, give me it's like no one else would know it except him. Like,
that's funny. That's funny.
Other than that, getting ready for the Clips concert in PAX West, baby.
Oh, that's right.
PAX West. Right. PAX West, baby. We ready, dude, for PAX West. So if you see us at PAX West, Bone Dark.
Yeah. Say what's up. I mean, a lot of listeners, I don't feel like, would know what we look like. We haven't posted on social media at all, at least picture wise. But I need to start taking control of that weekly DLC Instagram. And then I need to make TikToks. I'm planning on adding video. I'm probably going to put webcams up for us. Sheesh. And then I'm going to do like the whole, when you're talking, it cuts to you. When I'm talking, it cuts to me.
Okay. Damn.
But yeah, I need to make that editing quick, because it already sucks to do the audio editing.
Yeah.
To add video editing, oh my God. It'll be like 3 hours probably for me with my limited knowledge on
here's like a tip. You can't do it on here because OBS has like, or they have a thing where you can make markers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But if something interesting has been said, remember the time. That's like,
well, I think because I can't record with Audacity and do video at the same time. I mean, I could, but I probably just use the OBS stuff, which is syncing the audio and the video for me already. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably just use that or something. So I'm gonna use OBS, but I'm gonna test it out. See, I already have two webcams anyways.
Or we could just pay a Filipino print. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, we can. We can go to Fiverr or something like that.
I was reading something about it was like one of those TikToks, like, what do rich people do that normal people don't do? It's a question from Reddit.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the responses, but one of the responses was like right on the dot. They buy time. They buy someone to pick up this, someone to do this, because, time is money. I was like, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, that's not like, for to me, I don't see it as that's a literal translation. Hmm. It's just like when you have so much money, you can afford to have people spend that time rather than you spend that time. Mm-hmm. And it's not that your time is more valuable, because I'm sure those people are just sitting around doing nothing anyways, but they have the money to make other people do it. Mm-hmm. But a literal translation is, I remember when Soda Poppin' was talking about, he was like, oh, someone has to mow my lawn. And everyone's like, you lazy piece of shit, mow your lawn. He's like, bro, me streaming for an hour, I make more money than I would taking my time paying someone to mow my lawn. It sounds fucked up, but it's true. Like, mm-hmm. he just makes more money, and he could just pay someone and still have more money. Like, why would he not stream if he could just pay someone to do it? Which is why Uber Eats is a fantastic thing for them, for all streamers, because
it'd be dangerous.
It just works. It just
dangerous for me.
If you're making more money while you're working, might as well do that than doing the actual job. But oh yeah, what I wanted to say is, I know it already passed, and I know I told you off the podcast, but happy birthday, by the way.
Another year.
It passed.
I've lived. Sheesh.
But yeah, let's get into it. Let's we'll start with do we want to talk about Hollow Knight? Yeah, let's talk about Hollow Knight first.
Yeah, it'll be quick.
So Hollow Knight on Thursday, which is 2 days away from now, mm-hmm. there's going to be an announcement about Six Song. So it already came out on Gamescom today, mm-hmm. and it was said that it is coming out, and you can demo it as at Gamescom right mm-hmm. now.
And PAX West, baby.
It's going to be PAX West, yes. We also heard that. But there's going to be an official announcement on Thursday from the developers. Now, what do you think it's going to be? Should I start with the non-crazy stuff? I guess my biggest thing is, since they've waited so long, I feel like they'll give us Hollow Knight, the first game, along with Silksong when you buy it. So it'll be like the 2-for-1 type thing.
I'm add to that, but something crazier. Remember back in the day when Sonic and Knuckles came out?
Yeah.
It was like an add-on cartridge. They're going to add that character. You could play him in Hollow Knight 1.
Ooh, that's why they're giving it to us. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool. But what is your...
I mean, mine's a crazy one. It's going to drop on Thursday. Like,
I was watching the announcement from Jeff Keighley that Silksong is releasing this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if there is an announcement, it has to be like same day drop, dude. That's the only craziest thing they can do. Like, I mean, they can be like, yeah, this month, but no, that's not like as cool as same day mm-hmm. drop, dude. So I think I agree with you. I think Silksong is coming out Thursday.
So I like when this is kind of like off tangent, but I like when conventions gamify things.
Yeah.
So I really hope, this is what I think they're going to do. That Silksong demo at PAX and Gamescom is, it's going to be like a level, and you get to a boss, and then if you beat the boss, they give you a prize. They should do something like that. And whenever you gamify stuff like that, I think it always works, and I hope that's at PAX. Like, where.
And I remember the memory that I can think of the best for that is we went to a Best Buy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bike thing.
The bike one. No. But we were at a Best Buy, and we were going to try Metroid. No, why were we there?
The Nintendo Championship thing?
I think so, but they were testing out Metroid at the time for the 3DS. Was it me, you, and Kurosh? No, it was me, you, and Bojong. And he beat the level.
I think I do kind of remember.
He beat the level in time. Like, he beat the whole, like, the demo part. Mm. And we weren't even, like, halfway through it by the time the demo ended. Mm. And he was able to get something.
And he's a world record holder.
Yeah. I mean, he holds. And then he obliterated my records on the first, what was it, the bot game, Astrobot. Mm. I was holding the records for a week, and then he came in, bought the game, and obliterated my times, dude. It was ridiculous. But yeah, so Silksong.
Anything else they're going to announce with Silksong? How much do you think it's going to be? $30, I think. I would say 20, but dude, they're going to upcharge that.
I feel like it's going to be no more than $40, but I would say 35.
Okay.
Because I mean, I don't know what happened. I hope they let us know what happened in these 6 years, that it was first announced and then just complete silence for the longest time. I'm assuming they put in a ton of work. Hmm. I'm assuming they wanted to do some crazy ass stuff that the team at the time couldn't like even fathom to do. So we'll see what happens, but it's exciting stuff. And we'll move on to the next one. I don't have an order for these. Like, I have them on here, but they seem like out of order. But we'll talk about the NFL player who practices on VR. Do you want to explain that one?
Is the Washington Commanders quarterback. I know his last name is Daniels, but he almost made it to Super Bowl last year. And they questioned, like, what did he use for training? And he said when he was in university, they actually had a VR headset, and he would practice the plays, but in like double speed. And like, so when he plays it in real life, everything's in like slow motion. So that's why he's like so good. So I was just, what else can we use VR for? So I'm gonna add, we can use that for, dude, if someone is able to like use AI and learn the moves of your fighting opponent for an MMA fight and upload it. And it would be like predictably, you know, the opponent would use this punch. It'd be like that Lex Luthor fight versus Superman.
Yeah.
Like A1. It would be like that. Like, it would predict his moves, probabilities.
I think that idea, it's funny because we don't think about it until an issue like something like this happens where a player is saying, hey, I use VR. But I feel like that idea is already there because we can show a photo to ChatGPT, and then it can be like, oh yeah, this is this. It'll describe the photo, so we can see the photo. So what's stopping from you like posting like 4 videos of your opponent fighting, and then it's like, yeah, he usually likes to do right jabs, left uppercuts. You know, it explains all the moves, and it's like, okay, so always being, you know, keep an eye out for that, and it tell you like, oh, there's he has reads. You know, when he's gonna do a left hook, he like brings his right arm in or something like that, and you're like, oh, okay. So then you keep an eye out for those things when you're fighting the person, and it's like crazy. It's not gonna always be accurate, but it's gonna get there at some point. It's gonna be perfectly accurate because even now, we've seen flaws with it. I know on TikTok there is a girl that fell in love with her psychologist. I don't know if you've seen it, and she uses ChatGPT to talk to herself into reasoning herself into different things, and it's literally agreeing with her, like, yeah, he was leading you on, blah 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 blah. And everyone is like, you're crazy, you're letting AI control you pretty much. There's just different things, different perspectives. But yeah, for that, I know that the US Army and Marines already use simulations in games. Not VR, but they're able to play with a controller and they can show them like scenarios of things. The next step up is doing that in VR, pretty much.
I mean, this is not VR, but it's more towards AI. I've been using AI to like pick stocks, man. this is like a separate tangent. We don't give financial advice, so don't listen to this financial advice. But I've been buying Nvidia, and I think it still can go up.
I don't think the profits are going to be as big as they would have been, obviously, when way sooner. Because there's always a limit to stocks, like how high it'll go, and it already has a huge market cap. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be good. I think you still have a really good chance, but it's not going to be as much as the things were. SoFi, look into SoFi. Ask ChatGPT about SoFi.
Don't listen to us. We don't give financial advice. Just do your own research.
But other implications. What do you think about? So we talked about boxing. I mentioned the U.S. Army already uses simulations, and they can. I'm sure they already do AI, and they don't talk about it. What else is there? What other things can you train for? I don't think swimming's a thing. I know it's good for car sims, and flying too, because I used it for a space simulator. I was flying through space on a spaceship. And that was really cool. I liked it a lot. There needs to be a game that really makes the controls feel like real life rather than a game, because the game's going to gamify it and stuff. But car sims, dude, that's people are super into it. They'll set up like whole entire thing.
Was always realistic.
Yeah, and then I know Gran Turismo's on available for PlayStation VR. Yeah, but yeah, I feel like that's gonna be a major one too. We're probably gonna, I would say, in the next 2 years, we'll have at least one person that trained in VR to be a professional race car driver or F1 person. Because there's already one for just games in general.
This is like on a side note, not VR, but more towards AI. AI is getting really good at surgery. Mm-hmm. Would you let AI do your surgery? Do it for anything? It's so sketchy.
I would not.
But they said it's like really good. Really good.
I think there's stipulations, and I'm going to explain it real quick. Because if you leave AI running the whole time, there could be a malfunction where it like, oh, it doesn't realize what it's doing, and then it moves the arm somewhere else, and that move is going to just completely cut you out or something like that. So I don't mind them doing simulations of the AI training, and then when they have something set, they lock it in. So like even if there's like a power outage, it doesn't just like revert back to home and like, you know, that knife slices through me as it's like going back to home. It'll pause and stop there or something. It has like a pre-recorded thing, so it won't go anywhere outside of that procedure pretty much.
It's a more deeper question. Would you want to be like, do you feel like you were born at the right time, or would you have wanted to be born 200 years in the future where technology is like even better? Like, let's say they could just fucking cure you of anything. Like, do you feel like now's a good time, or maybe you should have been born 10 years before? Or
I feel like I was an in-between where I was born when there wasn't really big technology. Yeah. Phones weren't out and nothing like that, or at least cell phones. And then I grew up into the computer age, but I still feel like we haven't really
reached max.
Yeah, reached max. But I feel like everyone's life has that feeling, you know. The years before that, they'd be like, hey, we just got into cell phones, like I can't believe I wasn't born later. And then there'll be these years where it's like, hey man, we just got into AI, I can't believe I wasn't born later, you know. So I don't feel like I was born at the wrong time. I just feel like I haven't grasped all the concepts.
The only thing that gets me is I wish I was born maybe like 20 years later, because I would have been cool.
Yeah,
like because the nerdy stuff was not cool back then.
You would have been an iPad kid.
Yeah. I would have been cool.
That's so funny. All right, so let's move on. We have GameStop. This is gonna be a quick one, but we've noticed GameStop is closing their stores all around us. The nearest ones are, what is it, like 10 miles?
Yeah,
a little more than that.
It's far.
So what do you think is gonna happen with GameStop?
So I was reading the AI movie. They're going into NFTs and collectibles, man.
NFTs?
Yeah.
Ew.
But they're dying because everything's going digital.
Yeah.
Which
that's the route they have to go. Like, they just have to have an online store, have a warehouse. You know, I'm not gonna lie, so I worked at a tattoo supply company. We had two locations, one here in California, one in Florida. And I don't feel like they saw this coming, but they made really smart decisions. What they did is they're going to do all online stuff. So they're pretty much putting everything into one warehouse, which I think is the location is going to be Texas. It's going to be the biggest warehouse that they're going to get. And from there, they're going to ship out to Florida, to California, to Nebraska, everywhere, because that state, if you get good logistics, I think the furthest state would be 4 days away. Everything else is 3 days.
This is like a side note. Let's say, you know, they did that and they said, okay, everyone that works in here, you got to move to Texas. Would you have moved?
That's a hard question, because I mean, I left the company, you know, even before they gave me that option. But I think if they would have offered more money, and then the idea of moving to Texas is a lot cheaper to stay there, I probably would have done it. But that's a scary thought, because, I mean, that business isn't a guarantee for me. Like, it's not a career, you know? It doesn't mean I'm going to stay there forever. So it's a scary thought, because I've now turned into IT, and that is a career, because even if I leave this job, mm-hmm. I can still get ITs anywhere else. But yeah. digital is the way to go. So just have like a one location that can kind of gather everything else up, and then you can stay alive. But obviously, all your brick and mortar stores are going to go away.
Yeah, I was like, I wanted to pre-order something and I couldn't. I was like, shit.
I mean, you can. You just got to pick it up further away.
One thing I really miss is midnight
orders. I know. Like, I know. I've literally met people that I know at midnight releases.
Yeah.
So
those are cool as fuck. I think the last one I went to was StarCraft, Heart of the Swarm.
Which blows my mind. I don't know how Fry's Electronics had deals with Blizzard, dude. It blows my mind.
I mean, they were a multi-million dollar company.
I know, but when we were there, we can tell it was super shitty. So I don't know how it was multimillionaire. What else?
GameStop, they're not going to last long, but...
Because that's something that happened with Fry's. Fry's didn't move over to the digital era, and it lost to...
Amazon. Best Buy.
Yeah, and then Micro Center is an electronics store, kind of like Fry's. It's a lot better, but they also only have very, very few locations, and it's mainly online only.
I don't see Micro Center dying.
I do see locations leaving, because some locations, I mean, it just might not, but I feel because they have so little locations, it does become like a unique hub for people to go, because I went to pick up a Raspberry Pi, mm-hmm. and man, there was young kids, there were older adults, they were shopping, they were just staying for... I came in, stayed in an area for a long time, left, came back, and there was still a guy looking at like different parts, and I was like, damn, this guy's here for good, dude. For good.
Just like a side note, do you know that that meme picture where it's like a white kid with like a flat top and he has thumbs up?
Yeah, looking at the computer, he's like...
Do you know what he does, like, professionally?
I don't.
He's like a PC builder.
Yeah?
But he builds like... It's not like... He has the most expensive PC I've ever seen. I thought XQC had the most expensive PC.
Yeah.
His is like 20K. The guy who does the thumbs up, his PC build is $100,000.
Damn.
Like, it has like fucking four of the best like video cards. I was like, jeez.
So he's got a super, super computer.
So yeah, he's thumbs up all the time.
How's your day? Really fucking good. All right, let's move on. So this one's also going to be a pretty quick one. Roblox. So Roblox is having an issue because there is...
I just remembered the topic.
Oh, what was it?
The important one. That animation dude. Have you seen the guy?
I haven't.
So on TikTok, there's a guy who animates Zelda. And she animates really well. And people are like, oh, shit. Like, you know what to do now, next. And all the gooners are like, you know what to do next.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, and then he made the next video where it shows Ganondorf pick up Zelda over his shoulder and like look back like smiling. He's like, should I go to the dark side or light side? God. He's like, should I make money or should I not? And he made his decision. He chose the light side. Uh-oh. He didn't fall to the dark. And people were like, rule 34, like, you know, people were going all crazy. I was like,
we've talked about this, but I know with digital artists, they usually don't do furry content because the people that request furry content usually
are gooners.
100% lead into that side. Yeah, into the gooning side. So they will request like, hey, you know, have some action things in there. And they're like, no, I'm not going to do it. So you normally don't even allow anything furry. As soon as you mention furry... Communication is all fucking closed and not talking to you anymore.
Which reminds me of a story where I was trying to buy a fucking emote of Ludwig, which is a boss in Bloodborne. He's half human, half horse, and no one would want to make it.
Yeah.
No one, because the gooners.
So it's funny, though, because if that artist would have gone, even jokingly, dark side, it's never ending, like, frequently asked questions like, hey, please this, please this, please this. I'll pay you $5,000 to do this. And then it just keeps escalating, which, I mean, if you want money, yes, but Yeah, your content's no longer going to be.
The internet celebrated when you went to the light side. They're like, oh, thank fucking God.
That's crazy. Roblox. I just be upfront with it. So Roblox has an issue with child predators.
Yes.
And they had what they would consider vigilantes that were finding these predators and then taking them to jail. Mm-hmm. So they would have them. They would speak with them, have them meet up in a real location.
Oh, it's wild now. People get punched.
They had cops waiting there, and so they would get arrested. And Roblox banned the people that were doing that, the vigilantes. And then everyone was like, what the hell? Like, they were doing something good. It's like, yeah, but they were impersonating kids. We don't want that. It's like, the freaking predators are impersonating kids. Why don't you get them? But you can't really tell who's doing what within the game. They came out with a bunch of rules saying, like, oh, we're not going to allow in-game meeting points, because there's games where it's called, like, Bathroom Simulator. Mm-hmm. And it's literally adults just, like, having kids in the restroom. That's it. Like, that, the idea of that. And so they're going to ban. So they want 17 years or older to only be allowed in those games. And they're saying the 17-year-old kids are still kids. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
And so it's a big old mess for Roblox. And I don't think they're going to recover from this.
You don't think so? I think it's so popular.
They keep backtracking, and then new information, new rules that they put out, and everyone's not happy with those new rules. It's like, bro, just ban those games. Like, if they have anything related with bathrooms, ban it. Anything that the title implies sexual stuff, ban it. And they won't do that. They don't want to ban the games. They just want to stop people from playing it. So they were planning on doing age verification with the ID and stuff like that. And then that's another whole nother thing where it's like, we don't want our information public like that, because if you get hacked, all information's out. So there's,
I think I'm going to play devil's advocate. The reason why they don't want to do that is because anywhere that could be done in Roblox.
Yeah.
The sexual thing.
Yeah.
And if they ban that, they're going to have to ban everything, because it's going to move to another game, and it's just going to move to another game, and it's going to move to another game. It would move to, like, Unicorn Land.
Yeah.
And people would still sexualize that.
But it's I think you're right, but the general public doesn't see it that way. And they want answers now. They don't want answers. Like, so the thing is, you have to lie to them and be like, yeah, we're going to ban these games. And then you know that shit's still going to happen, but you want to make the public happy. So I think at the end of the day, it's just what the public's interpretation of what you're doing.
I know it's gonna get worse, because Chris Hansen's making, like, a documentary. Yeah. So, like,
yeah, so that's why I don't know if they're gonna recover from this.
Their stock price went down, but
might go further down, so we'll
see. It could
so wait before buying.
Yeah. Their stock price is gonna go down. Sell.
And then we have two more. I didn't write the last one because we came up with it on the spot, weapons, but U.S. pranksters. So there's an issue with pranksters going so far that they get jail time, is what you were telling me. You want to elaborate on that?
I mean, we've heard of Vitaly in the Philippines, right? But, like, it's kind of crazy that recently there's a U.S. prankster that got 9 years. He might get sentenced to 9 years. And it's one of those pranks where he's like, he goes to a Chipotle and he's like, okay, come in, and he brings in fake workers, and I'm just like, damn, that's a little too much. But are you trying to set an example? Like, it's just like, I don't know, it's a little too harsh.
That's the issue, I think, with content creators, is they don't think about what the repercussions of what they do. Because in the video, you cut it to make it seem like no one has a problem with it. So if you bring in fake workers, and then you do the whole video, obviously Chipotle is not happy with that, but you're not going to see that side of it. You cut it to where it looks funny, it looks great, everyone's having a good time, and yet in the background Chipotle is like, we have to sue you guys, we can't, you know, this can't be a thing. And then more people are going to be like, oh, let's do it, like, Chipotle is okay with it for now, you know. And it becomes a huge thing. I don't think streamers, it's not streamers, it's young kids who want to be streamers don't realize the repercussions of the actions they do. And so that's why I have an issue with being out in public and having the phone out like that, like, I don't think that's a appropriate thing in society.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there has to be some, at some point you have to not care, because if not, you're obviously not going to get the videos out. You're not going to record the things you want to record, but I just have a problem with it. So I usually record silently and then voice over it is usually my biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't record live in the thing. It's, my anxiety won't let me. It's too much. But yeah, I think it's an issue with a lot of the young folks not realizing how society kind of works. And I don't know if that's, I don't think it's going to get any better. I think over time, it's just going to become acceptable. And that's, I guess that leads to the question that you had asked before, where if I think I was not born at the right time, I think I was born at the perfect time, dude, because I'm not going to be able to deal with that. My anxiety won't let me.
This is like a side note. I really like the pranks where the guy has like an envelope full of money. He's like, oh, did you drop this? And they're like, yeah, it's mine. They're lying, obviously. He's like, oh, break me off some. He's like, I could have just took it from you. And then he's like, the money's fake at the end. Like, man, just great. But it's cool when the guy's like, you got to turn this in, man. Like, it's rare when that happens. It's like, nah. It's like, no, we could just split it. It's just me and you. No, you got to do the right thing. You got to turn it in, man. Like, it's someone's life saving. I was like, those pranks that, like.
I've seen. So I think he's a YouTuber, but I see him on TikTok. His name is Juan. And he'll do.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he'll have either like a wad of cash and a prize. Mm-hmm. But normally when people pick the cash, he's like, I'll let you have it, but you have to give half of it to some random stranger. Mm-hmm. And they're usually okay with it. And I think those are good because it's all a positive. Mm-hmm. Whether they take the prize usually ends up being an iPad or something or a MacBook Pro. And then, or they take the cash and then he'll be like, here, just keep this too.
I also like the guy who does, he just goes to place and he does that laugh. You know what I'm talking about?
What about the Keith stuff where he was like, psh,
psh. That guy's cool. Like, I think he's really funny. Yeah.
That's funny. See, like those pranks are not
malicious.
Malicious, yeah. See, those ones are
don't
good.
Don't cause harm.
And sometimes, If you're giving out money, obviously that's great too. A lot of people are usually in situations where it would help them a lot, so that's nice. But then there's pranksters like Vitality. What is
Chupapi Muñano guy?
The guy that went to Korea.
Oh, Johnny Somali.
Yeah, Johnny Somali. Yeah, there's stuff like that. Yeah,
let him rot, man.
Yeah,
because he doesn't learn his lesson. Let him rot, dude.
And then the thing is too is a lot of. There's a way you can act in the U.S. and there's that same way you can't act in other countries, dude. Yeah. Like, respect their points of view, man.
Do you remember that guy? I think it was Indonesia or Singapore. That's like really clean. Singapore, I think they're really clean. But he spray painted a car. He got caned. Like their punishment is they like hit you with sticks.
Damn.
Yeah, he got fucked up too. Like you can't even like. I think gum's illegal in Singapore. Like, damn. It's so fucking clean. Like, so you don't fuck around.
Like, there. Gum, like, you can't even chew gum?
Yeah, I think you can't even have gum.
Oh, shit.
It's like, so clean.
Damn, that's a pastime.
And another thing, this is gum. Like a sign that came up to my mind. I mean, Japan's clean, but people say there's no trash cans in Japan. So they're, like, holding their trash.
Yeah, you have to hold the trash. And then, same thing with households. Like, they pick up different trash at different times. And it's not, like, the same day. So there's recyclables, there's regular trash, there's all like the fruits and veggie compost, that one. Yeah, and they pick it up at different times, so you have to have that bag ready.
Separate.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And out at the right time and stuff.
Oh, I'm on the TikTok FYP of people buying houses in Japan. Man, some of them look haunted, but I'm like, damn, for that price, fuck, I live in a haunted house.
I don't believe in that stuff, so damn. I would not mind. I mean, I'm sure strange things will happen. I don't care, though. It's worth it for that price.
That'd be kind of cool to buy a fucking house in Japan, like a vacation home in Japan.
I think it's... I know for sure it's under $100,000. It's under, like, $50,000, I think, right?
Some of them are cheaper than... Some of them are, like, I saw a guy buy a house for like $5,000.
And it's like, they're nice houses, but it's also
in the middle of.
Yeah, it's in like in the countryside. Yeah, it's not. It's not near a major city. And the closer you get to a major city, the more expensive it's going to be. But the price is still way cheaper than anywhere in at least the States.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And then last thing is we're going to talk about weapons. So spoiler ahead, guys, if you don't want anything spoiled, but we watched Weapons. I watched it twice and we have thoughts. You want to start?
My second favorite movie of this year. Didn't beat Sinners.
Oh, okay.
This is, I wouldn't say it's horror. It's like, it's got horror elements.
But I really like the suspense it had. Because the first time I watched it, obviously, I don't know if there was going to be jump scares. So I'm over here, you know, getting ready for something to happen. And I mean, there's one where like the old lady's hiding in the basement. And when
there's a lot of creepy moments.
No, like, but this one was an actual jump scare. She was like,
she comes out. Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's right, yeah. so that was the only one. But the thing is, for some reason, I think the way the whole scene was going and stuff, I wasn't expecting it, but I was technically prepared for it. It wasn't as freaky as like, because when a shot's like in a hallway, you're like, oh, fuck, there's nowhere else. Like, it's only going to come out from the front. Like, you're expecting it. And luckily, most of the time, it doesn't happen. And in this one, it was technically, you can't see anything, but it's still a wide open space. So it didn't freak me out as much.
So in my theater, this is spoilers. The thing that got the biggest reaction was when the teacher, one of the main characters, she's sleeping in a car.
Yeah.
And the door opens in the house and she goes inside the fucking car.
Yeah. So there's a scene
people are like, you can hear him gasp. Like, oh.
There's a scene, and it's my favorite scene because it has that relief moment, and then, no, you're not relieved. But there's a moment where someone's scoping at a house, and then they end up falling asleep, and someone from the house comes out with a knife and stands by the window, and you think they're going to break the glass or something, and then it doesn't happen. They walk away, and you think, like, oh, thank God. And then you hear the passenger door open, the backseat passenger door, and then you gasp again. You're like, oh, that person's going into the car. And then you see the knife pop out on the scene. And then,
which is crazy. Such a good scene. Whenever I sleep in my car, I always lock the door. Well, I was like, why did she lock the door?
It's a movie.
It's maybe one of those safe towns. Like, no one does anything. I like how the story was structured. So I don't know if you watch Barbarian.
Yeah.
Barbarian is told to a certain point and it then kind of rewinds. And it does that in four or five different
sequences. And it does do the different perspectives?
Yeah. Okay. And you learn a little bit more. And I was like, oh, shit, this is a cool way to tell a story.
And is this his second film? His
second film.
And both films, he does pretty much the exact same thing, like, story-wise. And it actually works. I liked it a lot.
This is better than Barbarian for me.
I haven't seen Barbarian, but I know about it because Roberto kept talking about it. And I'm going to bring it up right now since you brought up Barbarian. At the end of Barbarian, Roberto hates it because it goes from a suspenseful film to what he considers a comedy. When the creature breaks through the wall. And then from that point on, it's kind of just like a joke to him. It wasn't as serious. This one had a very similar vibe, but not as extreme. And I liked it a lot. And I know Roberto ended up liking it too.
I don't know. This is like very comedic, I think.
So it had these comedy moments, but then towards the end, when the father and the teacher go into that house, and the cop and the druggie are there. There's a point where the father's fighting the druggie and he keeps like tossing him and he comes back up, punches him, gets back up. It's like over and over and over. And it's just the timing turns into comedic timing because he'll hit him, wait like 2 seconds, comes back out, hits him, wait 5 seconds, comes back up.
That in the scene where Gladys is getting chased by the kids.
Yeah. And then there's that kid, which that's like all pretty much one continuous thing. Like from that point on, it's towards the end, but it doesn't seem overly like out there. That's a possibility. Like, that lady's crazy and all of a sudden she's getting attacked, she's gonna run away, and it just seems kind of for the movie. So I liked it a lot.
they don't talk about it. I saw this on a TikTok, but the reason why the kids run like that, it's because of, do you remember that Vietnam picture where the girl gets hit by napalm and she's like running?
She's running.
She's like naked and she's running. That's the reason why they run like that. They described it on the script.
Yeah. Like, it looks like the Naruto run, but yeah, it's it's the lady, it's the girl in there's a famous Vietnam shot from that moment, and she's running with her arms out like that. So that's what he tried to copy.
Did you see the original cast?
I did not.
Pedro Pascal was supposed to be Josh Brolin. Benedict Wong, or I think his name is Benedict Wong, the principal.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be my favorite act, one of my favorite act, Brian, the guy from Atlanta, Brian something David
T. Yeah.
But everyone was replaced except the druggie. The fuck? Do you have AIDS?
Which that dude, that scene with the cop, the first time I watched it, I kept trying to think of head of the movie. So there's a part where the cop gets stabbed by a needle and he blames the druggie. He punches the shit out of him and then he feels like he's gonna be guilty of something, so he lets the guy go, and then he ends up getting stabbed in the face with needles. But that whole, like, the second time the first time he tells him like, hey, let me not catch you here again, sees him again, and then it ends with it's the perspective of the cop sees him again, and then as soon as the guy runs, that shot ends and it goes into the druggie's point of view. When we get back to that point again, you realize the druggie's there because he's gonna tell the cops where the kids are. And as soon as I find that out, as soon as you find out that the guy knows that information, I'm like, dude, that cop is going to murder the shit out of the druggie, and they're not going to find out the location of the kids, man. And that exactly what I thought did not happen, which I liked a lot. I like that a lot. I like when like you think of one way and the movie does not go that way. I like that a lot.
Gladys was cool, but you know who fucking killed it? The kid.
The kid, dude.
That kid fucking.
Yeah. The whole time I was like, even when he was like knowing the information of why these kids are missing, he never. Damn.
Great actor.
Yeah, that was a good actor. Good actor. And then it's so heart wrenching when he has to feed his parents and then he has to feed the kids. And you can tell, like, I like how they do the shots of him getting better at feeding. He was like, couldn't open the soup. He couldn't spoon it properly. And over time, like, this is all consecutive within like a 5-minute shot. He starts like getting better at spooning them and he's not spilling at all. I was like, damn, dude, it's showing how long he's been doing this for. So that's good. I know they changed the ending from what he had in the script, because I think they weren't supposed to announce what happened. It just like everything happens and that's it, cuts. But I think he explained that some kids were able to recover. The parents were never really recovered.
What's kind of a twist was Josh Brolin's kid was the bully. I was like,
I know. And that was, they never like called out to it. They just showed it and then kind of realized like at the end, like, oh, that was his kid.
Yeah.
What else?
Gladys is kind of cool.
Gladys. I don't know. When I first watched it, I hated that I didn't get an explanation of what Gladys was. I mean, they do in the movie, they call out to a witch. And they call the teacher a witch because they think she's the one doing it.
So not knowing the lore, I think she's been doing this for a while. And I think she's possibly like hundreds of years old.
Possibly.
And she's just sucking the soul out of. She out just of does whoever this all the she time.
Controls.
Yeah. So.
And then she was obviously sucking the soul out of all the kids.
Did you know the teacher? Do you know who she, what other movie she's in?
I don't.
She's Silver Surfer. I herald Galactus.
What the heck? She looks
so different, right? Curly hair.
I haven't seen Fantastic Four.
I herald Galactus.
But
so that's her summer, dude.
That's crazy.
Her summer.
That's crazy. And then they were going to have Pedro Pascal. So they were literally going to cast Fantastic Four in this shit. That's crazy. That's funny.
He's doing the next Resident Evil and it's in good hands. Like with Barbarian and the way weapons turned out, I'm like, fuck, Resident Evil is in fucking good hands.
That means, dude, it's going to be a comedy.
So he said it's going to be like Evil Dead 2, So Evil Dead 3 is more comedy, but Evil Dead 2 is more like horror. So I'm like, dude, this is going to be cool. It's going to be fucking dope. And he's getting a big payday. Sony's paying him. It's unheard of. They're paying him 20 mil. He said, people were saying, that's how much like Quentin Tarantino gets for a film. Like, it's unheard of. A director's third film to get 20 mil.
But I mean, he killed it with the two films, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's killed.
He's making money.
Yeah. So
he's making money.
But I'm not going to bring anything to this.
I'm going to spoil Barbarian. There's a scene in Barbarian that always fucking, like, I think people overlook it. And it's like one of the most smartly written things is. So Justin Long plays an actor, but he does, like, he's a Me Too guy.
Yeah.
Like, he just takes advantages of women. But in Barbarian, there's a guy that rapes women, and, you know, he has a daughter, he has an inbred daughter, but he rapes women and he records it. And there's a scene where Justin Long is looking at the videotapes and sees the guy. He's like, "You're a fucking monster." And I'm like, "Bro, you're the same thing, dude. You rape women too." It's like, dude, and he doesn't. Justin Long's character doesn't realize. Oh, which is crazy because Justin Long is in Weapons.
Yeah, in Weapons.
So there's speculating it's a universe. This happened, but people are saying, "Oh, but he died in Barbarian." But this could have happened before Barbarian. Weapons.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the same one. I don't think it's a continuous timeline. But I do have to say that I like.
Oh, another speculation is. In Barbarian, the main character kept getting a call from someone, and that person is Benedict Wong, the same name, the principal. So they're saying she must have been a teacher, and when she's calling him, the children were missing at around that time. And so that's the speculation, but people haven't put two and two together yet.
What I like about this director with the two movies is how he throws misdirection, because I know in Barbarian, it's filmed in the perspective of a female.
Yeah, and it switches to Justin Long's.
Justin Long. But then in the female's perspective, she's also staying in a house with another stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time you get the sense of like, oh, this guy's kind of creepy, like there's something mm-hmm. on. And then at the end you find out like, dude, this guy was actually a good person the mm-hmm. whole time. He still ends up dying, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, it does the same thing where you feel like the person that's innocent, the kid. I mean, he is innocent. He's one of the victims, but he has the information about it and he never releases it to the cops. And you're just,
yeah.
And then I love that. It does the shots where you're seeing different perspectives and it gets to a point where you realize that kid knows everything and he's just staying quiet because he doesn't want his parents to die. That's heart-wrenching, dude. How they control his parents and he can't do anything about it because they show a scene where they're being manipulated into stabbing themselves with a fork. Yeah. And like, no, they have no response. They just keep doing it. And the kid's like, stop it.
Oh, and she's like, yeah, I can make your parents eat each other. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, dude. Just the delivery,
crazy.
Dude. It's creepy because the delivery is just like, I've done it. It's like, I've done it before. Like, don't test me. Like, fuck, dude.
I feel like he has to release a movie that's like the before, like what she's done before this.
They want it. Warner Brothers, they're trying to.
Yeah, dude. I'd like that a lot.
Secure the deal.
I'd like that a lot. Yeah. And then I don't know if they would hire the same person because I don't know who the actress was for the old lady. No. Because they could have used a lot of makeup and made her seem old, and she's actually like a younger artist. But yeah, so Weapons is a really good movie. If you have not seen it, I recommend it.
Oh, I like the reason why there's like seven hot dogs and carrots and chips is because his friend that passed away. He's part of a comedy troupe called Whitest Kids You Know.
And that guy
passed away. It's a tribute to him.
There's a this sketch is he's asking. His friend is a doctor in the skit asking mm-hmm. him, like, how many hot dogs do you normally have? And he's like, are you asking about a week? And he's like, I have about seven a day. And he's like, a day? He's like, is that a lot? He's like, it's a bit much. That's the skit.
But to be honest, dude, these comedy directors are fucking turned to horror directors are killing Jordan Peele and this guy. They're fucking killing it, dude. They're killing it.
Yeah, dude. I heard Jordan Peele wanted to pick up this one.
Yeah, and then they didn't get it, and he fired his production, his management.
Damn. Yep. He's not pissed about it, but I feel like it was
the only problem in though, good is hands, though. He could have done it, but New Line gave him way more money. They gave him the money he wanted. He's like, I want this amount of money, and New Line's like, okay. And Jordan Peele's company was no. But I mean, I don't know if you saw the trailer for him. That looks cool.
I haven't seen it.
Oh man, it's Jordan Peele's produced next movie. Comes out September. It looks cool.
Because so. Jordan Peele is him.
Well, I mean, Jordan Peele's next movie is coming out Halloween. Or I think next year Halloween.
No.
So I'm excited for that. But I'm excited for Resident Evil. Fuck, dude. Dude, he can do no wrong. Like his first two films, he's like
that's,
on a
but that's a dangerous thought of train of thought. Because a film can still not be shot well. Not be
he's kind of like, you know what he reminds me of is right now is like Robert Eggers. Just every fucking movie's home run.
Home run.
Every fucking movie, dude. But like, Jordan Peele, not everyone. Us was not that. It was okay. But the other two films are good. Yeah.
But you can see his progression. Like, Barbarian was good. This one's really good. I'm hoping Resident Evil's going to be really, really good.
I'm hyped.
He might get better and better at it. But I feel like there's a point where I don't know if a director gets too comfortable or he tries to change how he does things, and it usually doesn't end well, because you have directors that have really good movies, and all of a sudden there's an outlier that's like, man, this wasn't his best thing, and I feel like it's because he tried to do something different, it didn't work out. Or maybe sometimes I know a lot of times it's just the studio not letting them be as free as they want to be with how they direct films, and we can't put the blame on the director, but I mean, that's whose name is on there, so they get the blame. But do you have anything else to say about this movie?
I had to pick it up when it comes out on physical media.
What's the rating you get? You give it
9.4 out of 10.
I was going to say 9.6 out of 10 for me.
I was going to say 9.5, but
it's a damn good. I mean, it's just above like a 9.5 for
but
me.
But it's the second best film. Sinners still. Oh, you know, I'll hear TikToks of Sinners, and it's the audio of Michael B. Jordan talking about his brother and his son. I miss the son. I'm just like, God damn. It like tears me up. It tears me up because I honestly think that movie was supposed to be Michael B. Jordan and Chadwick Boseman. And when he talks about it, I think it's a love letter to Chadwick Boseman. It's like, no, I miss my brother, Chadwick. I was like, fuck, man. Saddens me, dude. Damn. It saddens me. Last time I seen my brother. Last time I seen the son.
I think we're going to have to end it here on a sad note, man.
PAX West, baby.
So that's it, guys. Thank you guys for listening.
Silk Song.
Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
PAX West.